It's time for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. This morning, Minnesota Commerce Commissioner Jessica Luman joins us on the phone this week to talk about the growth of solar energy in Minnesota this past year. The Commerce Department put out a news release at the end of January saying that 2017 was another sunny year for solar energy in Minnesota. Hi, Jessica. Good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit why you're calling 2017 a good year for solar in Minnesota.
Well, thanks so much for asking, and thanks so much for talking about the growth of solar in Minnesota this morning. So, yes, we did say that we had a sunny year in solar energy in Minnesota. That's particularly because we saw such dramatic growth in solar energy last year. We actually created new capacity by about 2.5 times over last year. That means that we now have 714 megawatts of solar energy installed in Minnesota.
So, And quite a number of megawatts were obviously established in 2017, and the addition of that 467 megawatts, just to give people a sense of scale, is enough electricity to power about 53,000 more homes. So what's contributing to the growth in solar? Is it utilities, as we've seen happening here in our community, or are just more people putting those good old solar panels on the roofs?
Absolutely. So we're actually seeing both. The solar is expanding because of both the residential and commercial rooftop, but also really large utility-scaled solar projects have really come online in the last year or so. There are two large utility-scale projects were completed in 2017, the Marshall Project in Lyon County, which brought in about 62 megawatts, and then the Aurora Project, which brought in actually 100 megawatts, and that was at different sites around the Twin Cities metro area. But to your point, we also have sort of larger economic issues that are really contributing to the ability to expand solar in Minnesota. There's declining prices, which is helpful. There's also technological innovations, which make it easier, faster to bring new solar products to market. And then it's also becoming more cost competitive. Also, there's market demand. There's real interest. And obviously, in the Duluth area in greater Minnesota, there's an enormous amount of interest in continuing to expand access to solar projects. Plus, there are some federal and state incentives, but I really think that one of the greatest things that has led to the expansion of solar and other renewables in Minnesota is the renewable energy standard that Minnesota has adopted under Governor Dayton, which the goal is to get us to 25% of renewable energy generation by 2025. Interestingly and excitingly, we actually, a report just came out this last week that said that Minnesota has already achieved that 25 by 25 goal 7 years early.
Wow. I think that's one of those times to bump up the goal instantly and say, let's make that 75%.
Well, actually, Governor Dayton did come out and say that he hopes that we will increase that to 50% by 2030. He made that announcement, and there are some policies being considered at the legislature this year around that.
Now, the current administration is not a big fan of renewable energy. What effect do you think that may have on the situation going forward, or is Minnesota able to be kind of autonomous in the decisions that we make about solar energy?
Yeah, so yes, unfortunately, there isn't the commitment at the national level to solar expansion as there has been in the past. But Minnesota is a leader in this area. We're one of the states that really is committed to continuing to expand renewable energy. And we really can do that as a statewide policy, and we've been very successful to do it. And we have partners in our utilities who are very much committed to continue to expand renewable energy.
So you talked about how solar energy in particular is getting less expensive, and I'm going to kind of go out on a limb and assume that that also means other kinds of wind energy, for example. Are there any rules, or have any rules been talked about requiring solar or wind power with new construction?
Not that I'm familiar with around requiring it for new construction, but I know that, you know, as our construction industry continues to expand, as we're looking for new and better ways to make energy efficient buildings, a lot of builders and owners are looking at using renewable energy resources to do that.
So that's kind of what you were talking about when you mentioned market demand.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the other big stumbling blocks to renewable energy has been this idea of jobs, the jobs that currently exist in non-renewable energy versus jobs that, frankly, at the beginning were talked a lot about, you know, pie in the sky. Oh, there's going to be jobs, but nobody really had a lot of specifics. What do we know about jobs in solar, particularly in the state?
So as you said, you know, solar growth also means job growth. And actually, the renewable energy industry has meant job growth for Minnesota. Right now, Minnesota solar jobs increased by about 48% last year, which is a pretty dramatic number. We are actually now at the second highest rate in the country for solar energy jobs. In Minnesota right now, there are nearly 4,300 solar jobs. And that's also a part of and a portion of the whole clean energy industry economy, which a recent report says we have about 57,000 jobs in that area.
In Minnesota?
In Minnesota.
Wow. Clean energy jobs, writing a note. Well, I tell you, it's wonderful. I have to say, Jessica, it's wonderful to have somebody on our air who is just seems to have nothing but good news. It's we need to talk to you a little more often, I'm thinking.
I agree. This is a great story for Minnesota, and I'm so glad we get to share it this morning.
So what are the goals going forward now? You mentioned that Governor Dayton has said, okay, wow, if we were able to do this, let's talk about shifting, you know, the bar a little bit higher. What are some other goals that Minnesota has, for example, for this year?
So again, we're continuing to work on our, as I said, on our renewable energy goals. We're also trying to increase our energy efficiency goals, and then we're also continuing to try to address the carbon emission issue, which you know, obviously renewable energy is really helping to do that, and our energy sector actually is really meeting the goals around around carbon emissions, but there's still a lot of work to do in other sectors in Minnesota to continue to address that important environmental issue. So we have a lot of work left to do, but again, the expansion of renewable energy is a real success story for Minnesota.
Jessica, thanks again so very much for joining us this morning. What a treat to talk with you.
Thank you very much.
Jessica Luman is Minnesota's Commerce Commissioner. She joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items, and Heritage Window and Door, the Twin Port supplier for Renewal by Anderson Windows and Doors.